everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I have a phenomenal guest. I just recently had the pleasure of meeting him, and we're distant cousins. Welcome, Dr. Eric L. Holmes. He is a senior coordinator in the Otolaryngology Department at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland. He's a favorite excellent pusher. His abilities as he led him to earn impressive numbers of awards at Johns Hopkins, the Edward Hale Award, the Martin Luther King Award, the Radiology Customer Service Award for 2 years, and the Employee of the Year, with a passion and dedication to further his education and help others through his teaching. Dr. Holmes has earned a bachelor's and master's degree in biblical studies and theology and a master's and doctorate in Christian education at North Carolina College of Theology. Also has been featured in Enoch Pratt Library Compass and the Writers Live, and in addition, his book is now available in the Enoch Pratt Libraries, the Baltimore County Library, and Dauphin County Libraries in PA. Welcome, Dr. Holmes.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure and an honor for any platform privilege, you know, just to share and that God opens up. So I'm so humbled and honored to be here with you on this evening.
So listen, you gave me an amazing, amazing book that you wrote called The Power of the Seed. And when I say it is life changing, everyone needs to get in touch with this man of God and get this book. I want you to talk about why it was so important for you to write this amazing body of work.
5 years ago when he gave it to me, but I literally came downstairs on a Saturday morning for my 5 a.m. prayer. And so after praying, I was asking God to just bless me with a project, wanted to be a blessing to the kingdom, be a blessing to my pastor and first lady, you know, and be a blessing to those. And so I walked into the kitchen after praying, and then there was about like 5:30. So I opened the door to the deck. And in that time, I had been in my house 10 years. Because this year makes 15, and the tree had changed like I've never seen it. And all I could hear the Lord say was, your season just changed. Your season just changed. And so when I turned back around, he said, put it in the book, The Power of the Seed. And I literally, in that kairos moment, in that pivotal moment, in that door of opportunity, I literally just took out a piece of paper and began to draw the tree. And I sent it to a buddy of mine who's a graphic designer, owns a graphic design company. And he's probably like, Lord, what in the world is my brother Dr. E sending me at 5:45 in the morning? But it was, I would have missed that moment, that door of opportunity. And I sent it. And from there, the power of the seed began to work. And it was so important because now when I look 5 years later of what God has allowed it to evolve and to reach so many different places. And now also in the season we're in, people need to understand how powerful the seed is.
So I want you to kind of get into just a couple of snippets. I don't want you to give it all away because I want them to purchase the book, but I want you to just give them a little moosh boosh so they know, like, this is the book for me, especially because, you know, with me being the Becoming Coach, I'm always talking about leaping into your becoming, but it always starts with a seed. The power of your yes, the power to make a decision is the seed. So I really want you to talk about the importance of having a seed as it results to your body of work.
And so how important it is, because everything starts with the seed, even Christ being the ultimate seed. But when I begin to deal with and teach from the perspective of from the natural agriculture and then the spiritual, and to for them to understand that everything, there's the process preparation. But before you can seed, sow, and plant, you must go through the process. You must go through the preparation. You've got to make sure the ground is ready. And so I drive that home to people for them to understand. It is important about the ground. It is important about the soil. It is important that you do the groundwork, just like if you were doing in your yard, if you were going to be planting a garden or, you know, planting new grass, you have to go through the necessary process. And then it's the seeding, the planting. And because after that, then the elements and the watering and the nurturing and the harvesting, that's where it will produce at the end of what you planted. But it's the whole middle process, and people must must understand there's a process to it all. There's a process to getting to the harvest. There's a process from the farmer's aspect in the natural. And when I studied that in Jewish, for my doctorate in Jewish history, and studied the laws of the harvest and studied due season and studied all of that, it's the whole process of it all is so important, because you can't skip the process. And so many times people are trying to skip it. And so what happens is you don't get the full harvest. You don't get the harvest because you're trying to skip the process. And it is so important and so valuable that you go through each step, go through the process, and making sure that you handle the middle process, which is so important, so that the seed germinates through the underground process and gets to the set time and season. And that set time and season may not even be the same year. So you'll have to start the process all over again.
That's good, because I know that I shared on a previous show about how sometimes you will have seeds that you'll put in the ground and it's not the season for it to come forth yet, but it's the season now. It's seed time and it's harvest time. So you can't just pluck up the seed or think that it's going to bear fruit because you got it in the ground. And I want to talk about that just a little bit, because I talked about this, I want to say, a couple weeks ago, when I was telling people, don't measure by other people's harvest. Because the thing is, people think sometimes that people just now got successful, or they just, like, they blew up overnight. And I'm like, no, a lot of seeds have been in the ground. Like, prime example, I planted a seed 10 years ago and it just came to fruition last year before we started 2021. And it was a process, because you can't just put a thing out there. You have to go through the process. So I'm telling people, like, and the problem is too, people want to measure. I feel like we live in this microwave culture, but I really want to encourage people, when I'm telling y'all to take the leap is sometimes just a decision. It doesn't mean that everything is going to come overnight. What he will do, though, is if you stay the course and you faint not, he will bring all the resources you need to cultivate, help you cultivate that land, to till that land, to nurture that seed, to keep that soil right and nurturing that seed to grow, because it also roots underground. Before you see life on the surface, it does a thing underground. It's a process. Before you see that green come up, is sprouting so far deep down underground. So you, man, people don't be ready for that process, though. That's the thing. And that's why you really got to get this book, because God is getting ready to do a new thing. He's already shifting. It's already been a shifting of the guards. And in 2022, people are worried, but I keep telling them, if you're a believer, mm-hmm. It's just really getting ready to get good for us. It's just really ready to get good for us. The harvest is getting ready to come in. So now you got my next season. It's due season. I want you to talk a little bit about that. I want to say, like, that's the part two, right? To the power of the seed.
Yeah. And it ties in, because here's the amazing part. And I love your illustration. And yes, everything, you know, it's the timing and season. And so it's critical and key, because some people think it may be timing, but not season. It may be season and not timing. So I tell them to operate in the timing and season of God, because when you operate in the timing and season of God, you can't go wrong. And so when you wait on that timing and season that he's allotted and that you planted and that you've sown in, it's the waiting process, as my pastor would say. You know, waiting may not be popular, but it still works. But then God gives us, he says, listen, in Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth remains, there shall be seed time and harvest. So when Isaiah picks it up in 55:10, he said, listen, he gives seed to the sower. But then when Paul picks it up in Galatians 6:9, he said, listen, that's why you don't have to get weary, because you got a harvest coming. Just don't faint. And so even with that whole process, even with the waiting, even with the planting, the sowing, and the timing and season, now I can shift into my next season is due season. So my, now that my season is here, now that that I've been waiting. Now I have planted it. I've sown. I've watered it. I've nurtured it. I've harvested it. Now I can come into this due season. Now I can come into this harvest. And believe it or not, we're in the harvest season. We're in the due season, because if you study Jewish history, we're already in September, started the new year. And now, so with October, we're already in the harvest time. We're already in this due season. And so even in my next season, it's due season, will help you to further understand that the process, the preparation, and getting ready for your due season, getting ready for the harvest, and that you cannot skip the night season to get to the morning. You gotta endure the night in order to get to the morning. But here's the thing about it is, you only got 60 seconds till the clock change.
We are going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Eric Holmes.
Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I'm the new host for Take My Life to 10 podcast. I'm excited to provide you with actionable content that is going to transform your life and your career. So buckle up and get ready for the ride every Friday at 7 p.m. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be there.
The Life Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Life Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Life Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection.
The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks. You are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, we are just now coming back from break. We have the illustrious Dr. Eric Holmes with us, and he is talking about the power of the seed and why it is so important to stay the course and allow the seed to cultivate underground before you reap your harvest. Listen, I know personally I'm impatient, so that is one area that I've had to grow and strengthen in. But let me just tell you, don't pray for it, because listen, it'll bring forth trials and tribulations to get you stronger. So pray for peace on the journey. But listen, so we're talking about part two. My next season is due season. So we were talking about that before we went to break, and how you really gotta faint not. And this is the thing. I've heard a lot of people who have gotten weary. So I want to go here a little bit. In childbirth, when you are getting ready to go to, when it's time, it's painful, right? It's an awkward moment where you like, I don't think I'm gonna make it. Like literally that last couple pushes before you actually reap the child, which is this starts as the seed, right? You're like, I'm ready to tap out. But the thing is, once you get to the promise of the push and the baby is here, you really forget about the journey, the process. But the thing is, you gotta faint not. It's very rare that you hear people, women, tap out during childhood, like, oh, I fainted. It's usually the father. But the thing is, though, you have to stay the course, because if you don't, you will fumble the blessing. If a mom faints when she's carrying that child, they could be in critical condition. So the thing is, you do not want to tap out, and don't let the enemy trick you out of your spot. So I want to go back in, Dr. Holmes, and I want you to kind of talk to your future self. If there was something that you can tell yourself as a becomer, waiting to become, 20 years ago, what would you say?
Continue to hold on and endure the process, because it's going to be worth it all. As God gave me this word, he said, don't compromise your promise and settle for less. It's going to be worth the wait. And I would remind myself that it's worth waiting for, and don't take on something temporary when you can have something permanent, because something temporary is not going to last when you have something permanent. And so the thing I would just keep reminding myself, stay the course, endure the race, stay focused on the finish line, stay focused on the goal. And you talked about the microwave, and that's an illustration in the power of the seed as well. We're in a microwavable age that everybody wants something instant and overnight. But as a billionaire said to me, he said, Dr. E, success doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time. Just keep showing up. Even when failure is part of the success, just keep showing up, because after a while, it's going to show up. And so I would remind even myself and others, hold on, hang in there, and just know that it will be worth the wait. The process will be worth it all. The harvest will be worth waiting for. And when you talked about the childbirth, I used to work in OBGYN at Hopkins. And so the trimesters and the weeks and the months, And so you got to understand when they are going through those different cycles, and then when they get ready to deliver, or the water breaks, or they're having contractions, it's so important that you are in tune and you're staying focused, because anything can happen at that moment. And so when you're at a critical stage, and so when I'm waiting on my harvest, if the critical part is that middle process, that the watering, the harvesting, and making sure, because once I handle the middle process, listen, the seed's going to germinate through the underground process to get to the set time and season, and we can forfeit our harvest if we don't handle the middle process right.
That is very good. So I want to go here for just a second. I think that I've heard this in so many different processes, right? About how we have to prepare. See, people forget that when you're going to those doctor's appointments and stuff like that, you're preparing for the birth. Those are just checking, making sure that it's the training. I call it the training. When you're a track star, you have to condition your body to run long periods. You don't just get up overnight. You may be kind of like what I call hood fast. You know what I'm saying? You may be able to break out a good little sprint, but you have to train over time. You have to get your body in formation. You have to get your tuck, your head right, your hands right, your knees right, in order to have endurance. And see, why we fumble is because we fail to prepare. That's the time when you should be preparing, and you wonder why you want to tap out, because you're not preparing. What that looks like is maybe getting counseling. Maybe it's time to work on your generational junk. Maybe it's time to get your education right in order to be ready for that position. Maybe it's time to get all your business practices in order, because a billionaire is not going to sign checks to somebody who does not have their business processes in order. And God will not, and that's the part, we always say this, right? God will not put more on you than you can bear, but we always apply it to like hard times, but it also applies to the positive times. God will not give you a mortgage if he know you struggling to pay your rent because you don't have the principles down. That's, God is not cruel like that. You know what I'm saying? Like if you can't keep a 3-bedroom apartment clean, why would he give you a 17-bedroom mansion? Now don't get me wrong, there are some miracles where he will, but he's only blessing you if you have the mentality together. And that's the thing. Sometimes you can have the mentality together, but some of the other things can be out of process, but you gotta prepare. The thing that makes you ready to endure long seasons is your mentality. It starts with the brain. So the thing is, you gotta prepare and condition your brain, because the brain is the main hub for everything else in the body. If your mind ain't right, the rest of it is going to be all the way off, because the brain is the main hub. It's the main signal. It's the modem. So I want you to jump back in. I didn't mean to kind of take over the sales, but it was just, I just felt that in the flow.
That's all good.
That bounce back. People always ask me, like, how did you get through this? I was like, it's my mind. No, is it always on point? Absolutely not. But I speak to myself like, hey, it's time to boss up. We got to get it together. We got to prepare. We got to condition. You get what I'm saying? You got to course correct. As soon as that thought comes in there, you got to course correct it immediately.
And it's so important. And that's why I said, keep your mind, guard your mind. And because it starts in the mind, filters to the heart and filters to your spirit. And so that you got to keep and guard your mind. Because here's the thing. We have to endure the current season before we can get to the next season. And here it is. Now, we know that God is in control of all seasons, right? Remaining close in relationship with him. But here it is. Just as the seasons change, so life seasons change, and it is vital that we prepare for each season and develop in the right season, the right posture, so we can endure the process of the current season. And why? Before we can transition to the next one. And one thing I even love about what God gave me, the revelation, even with my next season, is due season, would tie right into the power of the seed, was is recognizing the process of preparation, developing the right posture and cultivating our waiting season. We don't like to wait, but it's in that waiting period. It's in it when the scripture say, and I waited upon the Lord. And so within my waiting process, in that waiting period, something, I'm in great expectation of what is to come. And so then I can avoid the anxiety in the waiting of the manifestation while I'm waiting on the manifestation, while I'm in the transition of what is to come. And here it is for my manifestation of my due season, but then I can maintain a proper perspective. So now I'm looking at it from another perspective. I'm seeing it from another angle. I'm looking in the lens of the camera, and I'm adjusting it to get the right angle, because sometimes in life the angle gets off, but then I got to go back and adjust it, and then I can lastly understand and recognize when it's due season. But the process and preparation that I got to get to the promise.
So, Dr. E, give us, in short, give us five things that we need to do to manifest our seed for 2022.
One, it starts with prayer. You've got to seek God for direction, and that's in all areas of our life. And then you got to understand this. You've got to prepare and go through the process and preparation. But even when you already have seed in the ground, you got to keep sowing. You got to keep planting. Then you got to water, nurture, and harvest. And so then what you do, you wait in expectation, because the harvest may not be in the same year. And what you do, like the farmer, you start the process all over again. And then you wait in expectation, and you prepare, and you get ready. And my posture says, I'm ready. I'm in expectation. But just don't get weary and just don't faint, knowing that I have something coming. And then you
love that.
With the expectation, God's going to do it any day. But his day is not my day, because he controls all the days. But whenever he shows up, it's still a good day. Whenever he shows up, it's still the right time. They say he may not come when we want, but he's always on time. I just need him to show up. So anytime that he shows up is the right time. And so here it is. While I'm waiting, I'm blessing him. While I'm waiting, I'm praising. While I'm waiting, I'm preparing. While I'm waiting, I'm being a good steward over that which he's already given.
Yes, 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 yes. That's so good. I'm glad that you said about time too, because the thing is, I feel like some people are so caught up on season to season. I feel like after God has delivered you a few seasons, you should be waiting for your time now. You got to wait for your time of complete rain so that you can really, 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 really enjoy the full harvest, the fruit of your whole entire land for your legacy. And I feel like we'll have to have you back, but we got to definitely talk about the time, because that's, whoo, people, that's another thing too. Yes, I've heard people say, "Dad, you just keep winning." Sometimes people have their past the seasonal to seasonal, and they're in their time. So there is a complete rain and outpouring of a lot of seeds being harvested at one time, because you don't know, that seed could have went in the ground 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And also too, you could be reaping seeds from the legacy. You know what I'm saying? It may not be necessarily something that you put in the ground. It could be something that was planted for you. And that's another thing too. We got to start thinking more legacy when it comes to the seeds that we plant, so that because I always have a saying, I say that my kids aren't going to get it out the mud. They're going to get it from the garden that I'm planting for them. Because the thing is, we got to start getting more legacy minded with our seeds. So sometimes, even though it's the season, you might want to put another one down in the ground when you pick that one, so that there's so something true for the next generation.
It is. And when I studied Jewish history and went to the synagogue, we had to go to a bar mitzvah for one of my presentations. And here it is. I have another level of respect of how they invest, how they leave the inheritance, how they leave a legacy, and they invest, they plant, they seed, they sow. And so just like with this, you, like you said, if you could have planted it 20 years ago, but in the timing and season, here it comes at the right timing and the right season. Just like in my book, when the lady blessed Tyler Perry. Listen, it was 20 years and then the seed germinated 20 years through the underground process. And when he reached out to call her 20 years later, guess what? She had just lost her job, her house in foreclosure, a seed that germinated through the underground process to the set time and season. It couldn't have happened before. It had to happen at the time and end season. When it showed up, guess what? It showed up at the time and end season.
Yeah, that's good, because that's the thing too, planting seeds in other people's life and the ones that you forget about that you may never know that you may need again. Like, that is so true. That is so true. Man, that's good. Tell us, Dr. E, where can we purchase your books?
You can actually on Amazon, but I just got a shipment in. If you want to email me, Cash App me, PayPal, Zelle, all of that. I love signing books. I actually have a book signing Saturday at Good Brothers Bookstore Cafe in Harrisburg, PA. But I love signing them because I make it personable. So if you want, you can reach me. She can send you my email, my information. Or if you on Amazon, you look at my bio, my email's in there as well.
Yeah, go ahead and give it to us.
The email.
And where we can find you on social media.
On Facebook, Eric Holmes, Twitter, LinkedIn, IG. Which is the Power of Influence, or Dr._E_Holmes. And that's on Instagram. So you can find me on all of those, LinkedIn, Eric Holmes. And my email is elynnk1306@gmail.com. And you can reach me, message me. If you even want to call me, 443-682-5074, and we can connect, and I'll be glad to sign one and make sure. I love mailing them out, and I love signing them because I take it personal, and I personalize them because I don't want someone to just say, oh, they just signed, you know, somebody just scribbled in, thank you, put their name that you can write. No, I like to personalize, and what God gives me, I write, and then I always leave a scripture in it.
Yes, because you planting that seed in somebody's future, Dr. E, for sure. You guys know that you can always find me on Facebook and Instagram under I Must Become the Number One. You can definitely beat me here or meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Listen, don't do anything for man's approval, but do everything with man in mind. Listen, I love you for real. It's 81 days until it's time to take the leap into the new year. Listen, if you are a believer, you already took the leap and you are already in first quarter. But listen, if this is your last quarter, it's time to go hard or go home. Listen, it's time to exercise the power of your seed. Your legacy is waiting on you. Heck, I might be waiting on you. Plant the seed. Because listen, I might need some fruit from your tree. I'm waiting for you. I'm rooting for you. I believe in you. And most of all, I love you in real life. Peace.